ओम हरि ओम कल्याण हो। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। ऑल वांट टू बी हैप्पी बट रिमेंबर ओनली दे कैन बिकम हैप्पी हु वांट टू मेक अदर्स हैप्पी। दोज हु वांट टू बिकम देमसेल्स हैप्पी विल नेवर बी हैप्पी। दिस इज द पॉइंट। Happiness comes to those who are concerned about the help that can be given to others to make others happy. Then happiness automatically arises from inside. Those who are seeking happiness for their own self will not have happiness. Why? Happiness is already there inside. Consciousness means happiness, bliss. Your existence is happiness, bliss. The only hurdle in that experience is your desire in the mind. And to become happy is also one of the desires. This is the covering. You see? A saint gave a very good example. I say about it. It is something for understanding. You feel that if you have a car, you will be happy. It means you are feeling the desire to have a car. Right. And unless you have the car, you feel you are not happy. Then you happen to have the car. For some time you feel happiness. And then happiness goes away after some time. Here is a point for understanding. Do you know why you were not happy at that time when the car was not with you? You were unhappy because the mind was occupied with the idea of car. The car was in the mind. Therefore, you were unhappy. You were unhappy because in your mind was car. And as soon as you got the car, the idea got out of your mind. And you became happy because the mind became free of the idea of a car. So you are not happy on account of the car. You are happy when the mind is free from ideas. This is the point for understanding. When the idea of the car is there in the mind, you are unhappy because of the idea about car. As soon as you happen to have car, the idea has gone out because the car is there. And you are not happy because the car is there. You are happy now because your mind is not occupied by the idea of car. There is a state of dreaming in the night and there is a state of dreamless sleep. And everybody knows whenever there is a dreamless sleep, one is fully refreshed. The best thing in life. Few people have it and even for a small time. Why one is fresh after dreamless sleep? Mind is not occupied by any thought, by any picture. That is the reason. When the mind is occupied by ideas, by anything, you are unhappy. The more the ideas, the more the desires in the mind, the more you are unhappy. And when the mind becomes free of ideas for thoughts, for desires, you yourself are happy. For happiness, you have not to do something. You have not to bring anything from outside. Happiness is your real existence. The only thing you are required to do is that in your existence is happening some adulteration. Remove that adulteration, that contamination of desires. The whole spiritual path is nothing But elimination of that which is foreign to our true nature, the Atman, the Self. When Arjuna asked in the Bhagavad Gita the question that, O Lord, how the mind or the intellect becomes stable? What is that state and how one becomes happy? The Lord replied in the very first verse there, in that chapter. Prajhati kaman yada sarvan parth manogatan atmani eva atmanah tushte sthit pragyastad uchyate. The Lord said, O Arjuna, when somebody throws out, leaves out all the desires from the mind, and one is satisfied by the Self, in the Self, one is of a stable mind, of a stable intellect. And one who has a stable mind and intellect is happy. So for happiness, there is no requirement of any external object, anything. Happiness is there already existing. It is to be discovered, not manufactured, not brought out from somewhere. It is already there with everybody. So all the practices in yoga are for elimination, for giving up the desires from inside. Then we find we are happy like that. For that, the attitude should be to serve others. But here again I find, those who try to serve others that they will be happy, they will not be happy. Again the mind has started playing a trick. You have again become a trader, a businessman. Businessman will not be happy. I mean to say, a person having the attitude of a businessman in spirituality will not. You are serving and then you are waiting, I am serving him for the last 3 years, when shall I be happy? You will not be happy. Sincerely, forgetting yourself, life itself is meant for nothing but for service. What else is there in life? Any day, this throbbing of the heart can come to an end and matter will finish. Any day, any time. So why not to serve others? So far we are alive. That attitude.